Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, depending on where you are, and a very warm welcome to yet another edition of the Marketing the Invisible. I'm joined today by Frank Breer, all the way from somewhere. Frank, g'day, and where are you hanging out right now?
Phoenix, Arizona.
Phoenix, Arizona, where you go to clear your nasal passages, is that right?
Well, actually, it's where you go bake, I think, in the summertime.
Right. You're a bit like us here in Queensland. You don't have daylight saving, right?
That's right. No daylight saving.
Because everyone thinks it's going to fade the curtains or something.
That's true.
Something anyhow, like that. For those of you, now I've known Frank for years. Frank's one of the good guys. Frank's one of the guys who is actually not a bullshitter and yet is an effective marketer. That's a very unusual combination, Frank. I have to tell you. You know, Seth Godin wrote that book. When I first saw it, all marketers are liars. And I first saw that, I thought, geez, Seth, that's a bit offensive. But the more I've been in marketing, the more I'm inclined to think that he's not too far from the mark. But you're one of the good guys. You tell it very, very straight. And I know personally, I know you discourage people from becoming clients if you don't think they're a fit. So for what it's worth, you have my validation. Let me introduce you to those folks in the audience who don't know you so well. Frank's high-value entrepreneurs, so often premium-priced entrepreneurs, hire Frank to build high-ticket programs that generate, keyword, scalable cash flow. So rather than resorting to low priced offers, you know, $97 and it's yours for a free set of Gingsu steak knives if you order in the next 10 minutes, rather than that sort of infomercial type stuff or the time sucking sort of coaching programs that a lot of people run, Frank's clients generate mid six figures and higher every year by delivering real results to their clients. So Frank's the expert in teaching the right people how to create that scalable value delivery so that more people are getting more benefit with real results. And at the same time, his clients are earning more. So that's a beautiful thing, earning more in less time. His background is with Fortune 500 and multinational companies, where he's helped companies on five continents achieve six and seven figure sales and services and scalable offerings. And I know, Frank, I know you're an incredibly generous guy because you've shared so much with me, and I know you've given away so much content in our joint venture mastermind group with actual templates and systems, broken down all the results, told people what the pain will be and why it's worth persisting through that pain. So let's kick off our 7 minutes. Our subject is how to sell, and perhaps also scale, I don't know, but how to sell a high-ticket program. We've got 7 minutes. Frank, question number one, who is your ideal client?
You know, we say high-value entrepreneur. So someone who's delivering actual value to their customer. I like to say someone who solves a six-figure problem. And by the way, I'll say there are a lot of people who actually solve six-figure problems that don't think they solve six-figure problems. But definitely not folks who, you know, it's a $300 PDF or, you know, $17 tripwire, or all I do is, hawk someone else's program, internet marketing kind of thing. That's not who we work with.
So you're working with people who have what I would call some magic. They have an ability to transform a person's life or a business. They might be a coach of some sort or a consultant or a trainer. That would be your ideal client?
Yeah, but professional services, B2B services, right, absolutely.
Okay,
right,
but they're at the high quality end of the market in respect to their ability to deliver value. So,
yes.
So what's the problem you solve? And question three is, what are the typical symptoms of that problem? I'll give you both those questions in the same.
No, it's great. Yeah, the problem we solve is getting consistent cash flow. Because generally speaking, people who are in the high-value services space will like sell a project and then have 3 months of nothing, and then sell a project and then 3 months of nothing. And so the issue is that most people think the issue is, well, I'm not selling. Well, yes, that's true, but that's really a symptom. The core problem that they're experiencing is they don't have anything that's scalable. And for me, scalable means that when every new customer joins, you're doing no additional work. And that's a really important point, because unless you can achieve that or come close to achieving that, you're always going to get stuck in this up and down cycle of sell, deliver, sell, deliver, sell, deliver. And that is a real problem for high-value service providers.
What I would call roller coaster revenue.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so other symptoms, so in addition to this not having this consistent cash flow, I guess for some of the other symptoms must be that they, when they are doing well, they're incredibly time poor.
Yes, that's right. So you basically have, so there's three things I look for. Number one, it's the inconsistent cash flow. Number two, I have no time. And number three, some reason I have no money. So even though the money's coming in, because of the way that they're structuring the way things work, that money is gone. It's spent before you've even used it. So right. I think people have experienced that before, right? You're excited. You got a client. You cash the check. And then suddenly it's like, wait a minute, where did that money go? It goes out for systems and all these other things that, and you don't get to pay yourself.
I started a business, and one of the businesses I started in 1995, and in 1997 we did $1 million in revenue, which I was really excited about. And I sat, I still remember sitting down in front of my accountant saying, you know, he said, congratulations, you made $300,000 profit. I said, wow, where the is it?
Exactly.
Because it sure ain't in my bank account. He said, oh, well, profit's a bit different to cash, Tom. So cash is king. You solve that problem. When you take on a client, I'm sure they will have tried a bunch of things before they found you. So what are some of, this is question four, what are some of the common mistakes that people make when they're trying to solve this problem? And we've got 3.5 minutes left and still four questions to go.
Okay, great. So we'll keep it short. Really two big things. Number one, they're selling what they do rather than the outcome they create. So a lot of times high-valued service providers, they're saying, well, I'm an accountant or I'm a trainer or I'm a coach or whatever. And so they use that as the way to describe what it is that they do. Frankly, your client doesn't care. It doesn't care what you do. They care how it transforms them. So that's the first thing is moving to an outcome-oriented description of what it is you do. The second thing is a lot of times people just, they're just aiming too low for the dollar figures, right? So, you know, they say, well, I'm just starting, or I don't have any clients. I got to charge a low price in order to encourage some people to get in. And you end up with this problem where you're spending all this time doing, you know, because again, you don't have something scalable. So it's your time you're selling, but you're not selling it for very much. So you're broke and you have no time, which is like the worst possible combination. So we see that a lot too.
So when they try to solve that problem, do they make mistakes like getting their website done over, or what are some of the things where it's kind of missing the mark? I mean,
usually people are spending their time in the wrong things, right? They're spending their time building systems before they've even validated whether they've got an offer, right? So a lot of people, when they first start a company, the very first thing they do is they put up a website, they go hire, they build some funnels, they build a lead magnet, and they start building a list. Well, but you don't have any idea as to whether or not the thing you're trying to sell actually sells, right? So you're spending all of this money before you've actually validated that you've got a product people want.
I can tell you, since 1995, I've been doing what I've done just this week. And I have the system. It's just crazy, stupid, good. And we won't go to details. But I just sold four $12,500 clients on the system this week.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, I will start building it.
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about. You don't build it first. You market it. Yeah. So less than 90 seconds left. What is one valuable free action people can put into place, regardless whether they work with you or not, that they could do maybe real soon that would make a bit of a difference at least?
Yeah. And I think that outcome-oriented piece is really important. Stop talking about what you do. Sit down and really think, what is the outcome I'm actually creating for my client, right? So I'm not a web designer. No one wants websites. No one like wakes up at 2 o'clock in the morning and thinks, if I just had a website, they want clients, they want cash flow, right? Mm. So if you're a website designer, you're in the business of lead generation, whether you like it or not. If you're a graphic designer, you're not an artist. You're in the business of creating cash flow income for your clients. So
absolutely.
Think that very carefully through what it is you're actually doing for your client, the thing that keeps them up at night.
Because if you don't tell the clients what they need to hear, then they ain't going to buy anything anyway. And if you don't know how to do the lead gen, figure it out, because you've got to build what the marketplace wants. Two questions left, about 20 seconds. A valuable free resource. Now I'm going to pick that it's at www.frankbria.com/high-ticket-program. Link is under there. So it brings us to question seven. All your years of experience in less than 10 seconds, what's one valuable free tip?
One valuable free tip.
5 seconds.
Raise your price.
Brilliant. Oh, well done. Thanks, Frank. Thanks for checking out our Marketing the Invisible podcast. And make sure you also check out our 5-hour lead generation challenge at www.5hourchallenge.com.